This is episode number 62, A Mindset for Working from Home.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach from drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. I'm your host, Bethany Hansen. I'm a professional educator and a coach. I do a lot of educating at my university where I'm a professor, and I also coach faculty there and supervise them. I also coach professionals, and I work with a lot of people who are working from home right now. So today's episode is dedicated to all of those of you who are working from home. The first question I have for you is, how's it going? What's your experience like when you're working from home? Many people believe that working from home ought to be easy, or maybe there is a right way to do things. Most of you who are doing this, who have done it for some time now, you already know the answer to that. There's definitely no right way to do this. In fact, there might not even be a good way to do this, and when everyone is at home, especially if you're teaching your children when they're virtually schooling. I have spoken to a lot of people who have been doing this for the past year. In fact, they started a year ago this week when the pandemic began. The pandemic hit the world, and a lot of things in America, in the United States, closed down. So there are people whose jobs were shifted to a remote status. There were people who lost their jobs. There were also people who needed to come up with some alternatives. So there's some new employment happening, or maybe some personal business developing. Whatever it is that you're experiencing, if you're working from home now, I believe that working from home with confidence, fulfillment, and joy can be done while maintaining life balance and quality relationships. Now, it's not always possible to do everything that you believe you should do when you're working from home. If you have a vision in your mind of this schedule that you'd like things to flow with, or a way in which other people in your family life ought to be showing up or performing their tasks, or maybe a positive attitude you'd like them to bring, those things are all completely outside of your control. You might be able to influence those things or set up structure for them, but on the whole, you cannot really control them. So the one thing we're going to talk about today is you, thinking about how you can work from home with confidence and fulfillment and joy, how you can focus on your side of any relationships you are in, and also how you can manage the stress of those other people in your life who are not able to do the things you would like them to do. So let's begin first with how to work from home with confidence, fulfillment, and joy. The first tip I have for you comes from my own experience. I've worked from home remotely for the past 10 years, even though I also, during part of that time, I was working out of the home on a part-time position while I was also being full-time at home in a professional role. So I had a lot of work to be done at home, and much of the time I would do it nights, weekends, in between things, and I sort of put myself last during that time. I would try to take care of all the family needs, whatever the household needs were, and then I would get to my work. And a lot of times I would be up all night doing that work, and it was rough. It was not a pleasant experience for me. If you're experiencing that right now, I've been there with you, and I feel your pain. Of course, back when I was doing this, there was not a pandemic going on. So there were no limitations to where we were going outside the home or things we could think up to do, travel, things like that. So I want to just share with you that the confidence you approach your work with has to do with the reflections you give your work. When you're complete at the end of the day or end of the week, whatever's a good routine for you to think back on, the best way to find that confidence is to reflect and look for the three things that went well. You start with listing those things that went well. Eventually, this can also develop into a list of gratitude items, but let's just start with what went well. I can think of one particularly difficult day where I was homeschooling my son. He was a junior high aged person, and he was really not enjoying that homeschooling experience. I was also working full-time in my online role, and I had a part-time position outside the home that I was working with. During this time, we actually continued the homework all the way into the evening. It just wasn't getting done. I thought maybe I needed to just sit with this and make it happen. And I didn't let it go and move on to what I needed to do because I felt this immense responsibility to make sure that my son was getting the learning he needed to learn and doing the tasks he needed to do. During that time, I felt very externally motivated, like as if there was some standard out there I was trying to meet. And anyone who's been a parent or is a parent knows that we give ourselves a lot of pressure because we want to do the best we can with our children. As we're raising them, we want them to turn out the best they possibly can turn out. So we're thinking about all these things and we're really putting a lot of effort into it. And then at the end of the day, we often look back and look at the things that did not go well. On that particular day, I remember thinking, we did not set boundaries around the school day. It just dragged on and on and on into family dinner time and that fun time we could have had after dinner where nobody's working or doing school. And that school day just kept on going. It became a massive drag on my energy, but it also lowered the possibility for connecting with our family members. My son and I just kept sitting there trying to get through this stuff. Well, he really wasn't interested and didn't have any energy left to think about it. The confidence from working from home, it's not about doing it what we might call the right way. The confidence we gain from working at home comes from doing things, checking them off, finding something valuable about it, and moving on. And some days are going to be amazing. And some days, it's going to be enough that you simply did the activity to some degree, checked the box, and then kept moving to the next thing. That confidence is going to come as you start listing the things you did right. And right really means it happened. You did that. And it could have been a royal mess, or maybe your attention was all over the place, but at least you spent a little bit of time on that task and you moved forward. So list those things every day, and if you prefer, once a week. And look for three things that went well. It does not mean they had to be absolutely flawless. It just means they went well. Completion or effort, those things can be what you're checking off when you're looking for something that went well. It might even be that you spent a 20-minute stretch without checking your email or looking at your cell phone and just focusing on what needed to be done. Whatever it is, working from home with confidence comes from a little bit of history as you look every day or week at the patterns of just doing the things. Pretty soon, you develop different strategies to do them even better. Working from home with fulfillment, now that's something else altogether. That's the second half of the reflection, and that would be to look at why it went well. As you're looking for three things that went well, when you find out why they went well, look for what role you played in those things. If you cannot find your positive role in what went well, then you might also take the gratitude perspective of who helped you. What was the lucky break that came today? Was a meeting canceled that you weren't really ready to attend? Was something lightened up on your load? Did someone come by and bring your family something that allowed them to have a treat instead of you needing to make a snack? What was it that went well? And basically, who gets the credit for that? Be thinking about ways that you contributed to it, because not only will that boost your confidence, but it will add more fulfillment to each day as you start to see your purpose. You're fulfilling those things that you believe you should do. And then lastly, joy. Where does joy come from? What even is joy? We talk about happiness a lot, and people have a real hard time defining happiness. But joy is a beautiful thing. Joy is kind of like what I want to describe seeing our puppy doing earlier this evening. I got a little rawhide treat from the store. I put it inside his pen while he was playing. He walked over to it. He's about 8 weeks old. And he sniffed it and looked at it. And the moment he had this recognition that it was a treat of some kind, on all four paws, he literally bounced three or four times on the floor. He just bounced there with all this energy. I saw that and thought, wow, that puppy is super joyful. He is so excited that there's a treat right there for him. He walked around it a few times. He squatted down and sniffed it, and he wiggled his little tail, and he got very excited about this little rawhide treat. And that joy was evident. It radiated through all parts of this little puppy. He's probably about 14 pounds, and there's not a lot to him, but that much joy, it was just so beautiful to see. When you're working from home and you start to reflect on what went well and you see why it went well, you will begin to find moments that are truly beautiful. Maybe it's just a moment where the puppy is dancing around a treat and you happen to notice it, but it could be that you're finding real strengths that you're able to draw on during your work from home time. Perhaps you're able to really get your work done in a shorter time this day or that day and have a little bit more time to spend on those things you'd like to do outside of the work time. Maybe you have a chance to reconnect with people. Perhaps you have time to just get up and do a little exercise just for you. Or maybe you're going to take a warm bubble bath. Whatever it is that lightens your day, as you start to salt your day with those types of things or your week with those types of things, and notice when you're able to fit them in, you will start to find joy in each day or at least somewhere during your week. The more you can do that, the more you want to make sure you're noticing it and feeling it and allowing yourself the space to be really excited and joyful about whatever that thing is. And we have to pick small things to start with. We typically seek out as human beings some big experience, and we think that a lot of emotion is going to come from this experience. But that emotion really can come from within. It doesn't need to be something outside of us that creates our feelings. It can be our anticipation for one small thing, maybe that bubble bath at the end of the day. Or it can be just the innocent observation, like watching the puppy bounce around and sniff that treat. So whatever it is, start looking for those moments and noticing them and really feeling them. It will balance out the challenges of working from home, especially when you're also homeschooling children, or you have a spouse also working from home, or maybe the things in your town are still shut down because you're in a situation like the pandemic. We need to find joy wherever we can, and it will help sustain our resilience throughout a difficult time. Now think about working from home with confidence, fulfillment, and joy, and maintaining a healthy life balance. Life balance really is about spending enough time, energy, and effort doing the work of our jobs and giving all of that to our home life and personal life as well. If we're doing our jobs at home and they're taking up a lot of time, it's possible that we are taking a little break to go downstairs and do the laundry. Maybe we're stopping for lunch with our spouse or our children. Maybe we are also taking the dog for a walk or taking care of some errand we need to run and then working some more. It's possible that there are no boundaries right now around your work or your workday. In cases like that, I'd like to suggest that you find at least 2 hours in the day where you absolutely do not do your professional work. Even if you love it and you're single and you live alone, there needs to be time where your brain has a break from that work and you can actually think about something else, something less focused, something less challenging, something less on the topic of your daily work. This gives your subconscious brain a lot of time to solve problems for you. Then when you get to back to work the next day, you're able to approach some things fresh. Now, when I say take 2 hours, I mean two conscious hours where you have a little bit of energy and you can do something else. Eventually, this should grow a little bit to more than 2 hours. The workday really should not span more than an 8 or 9 hour period. And if you think about this, if you were to drive to the office or to the school, if you're a teacher, and you're going to spend the time interacting with other people and doing the work, it's not that you're sitting there working, thinking, writing, sending emails, and attending meetings every moment of your workday. Sometimes you walk down the hall and you stop and chat with somebody else. Sometimes you take a potty break, go to the bathroom. And sometimes you stop and just contemplate what you'd like to plan for the week, month, or year ahead in your role. There are a lot of things you do. It's not just nose to the grindstone work 24/7, or I guess 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Whatever your type of work is, reflect back on the period where you used to go to an office or a school to work. What were some of the things that stand out to you about how you divided your time? What kinds of people did you talk to? Were they individuals, groups? Who can you connect with now, even if it's virtual, to sustain some of those connections even though you're at home? What did you do that told your brain you were at work and it was time to get serious? Was it certain clothing that you wore? People tend to think about wearing pajamas all day when they're working from home, especially if they do not have any video meetings. But what if you got dressed just like you were going to the office in that formal manner you might have worn clothes? If you wear a suit or a dress or something semi-business professional, what if you were to wear those clothes during the workday when you're working from home? And then at the end of the workday, change into your casual clothes. You could even get into the car, drive it around the block, or drive it to the corner store, pick up a soda pop or something like that to break up the day and really give it a sense that I've departed the building, it's over, I'm done working. Is there anything else about your workspace that you miss that you really need to signal to your mind that you're working or done working? Is it a whiteboard that you need to have on the wall, like as if you're in a conference room or a classroom? You could buy one at an office supply store and put it on the wall of one of your rooms at home. It's perfectly fine to get office supplies as if you're at the office and put them in a place where you're going to be working so that you have the tools you need and the signals to your mind that you're working. Life balance really comes from fully being alive, alert, and focused when you're in the workplace. And if that workplace is home, we need to find ways to do that, to fully immerse ourselves in the work tasks when we're doing them. Likewise, life balance means that outside of work, we have rich life as well. So much of our time is spent at work. But so much of our love, devotion, and energy is also spent in our personal and family life. How can we make that richer? What can we do to instill some new types of activities or connections that we make with people to boost that home life? Think about things you might have done in the past that brought you joy and balance in your life. Did you go somewhere and do an activity? Or go to see a movie? Did you go to a church? Did you connect with family more often? What can you do now that adapts those things you used to do to a new way of doing them? For example, could you have a family get-together over Zoom? It's not nearly as beautiful, wonderful, or happy as a real get-together face-to-face. But if you're not in a position to do that right now, why not? Why not connect in some way? It's also great just to call people on the phone. A lot of people have drifted out of that habit the more they text and email folks. So pick up the phone and just see how somebody else is doing and hear them and appreciate them as a person and just connect with them. You don't really have to have much to say. You can let them know you were just thinking about them and wanted to see how they were doing. And then just listen. Perhaps you will be able to connect in a whole new way. The last area we're talking about, The last area we're talking about is relationships. Now, quality relationships tend to happen over time, of course, and the more you are with someone face-to-face and you're able to share your thoughts, especially those that you're not sharing with everybody on the planet, but those thoughts that trouble you or those thoughts about things you're excited about or anxious about, things you're planning, all kinds of thoughts need to be shared. You know, there are a lot of adults who, since the pandemic, have been at home alone with literally nobody to talk to because they are no longer going to the workplace. And if you live alone, this can be incredibly painful and isolating, and you might not feel like doing anything because it is alone. There are some things you can do to build connection, even if you're an introverted person who prefers not to overdo it. The first thing is you can find a way to connect virtually with people. You could sign up and get yourself a coach. Coaching and being coached have completely changed my life. I can attest to the value of coaching, both as a professional and a human being personally. And I love coaching people. I love to get to know everyone that I coach. And also, I have found there isn't a boring person out there. We've all got a story. We've all got a direction that we're headed and strengths that we bring to this life. And it's beautiful to connect with other people. So if you're not really sure how to connect with others or where to go for your connection, you might consider hiring a coach or partnering with a coach. This person can help you to identify what you're interested in, where your potential connections to other people might be, and how you could get that going. Coaching's like taking strategic one-on-one lessons to bring out your best and to use some tools to learn any new strategies that you might need. You could spend hours, years, perhaps even a lifetime growing as a musician if you were taking music lessons. And it's no surprise that we need to keep growing as adults throughout our lives in the exact same way. So imagine someone who would like to learn to play a musical instrument. You would maybe first start by taking one-on-one lessons and then join an ensemble like band or orchestra. So coaching is like music lessons for the spirit, the heart, and the mind. And group coaching can be even better, like joining a band, where you learn how to grow with other like-minded people, and you can share your own insights as well. When you find a coach, this person really tailors whatever you're going to talk about to what you want. If you're feeling like you're stuck at home and you're overwhelmed, a coach can help you sort that out and determine what your life balance would look like if you could achieve this ideal and what small steps you can take now to start getting there. Of course, the problems can't be solved all at once when you feel like you have a lot of problems in your schedule or maybe in your work-life balance. But you can tackle them one at a time and start seeing hope and possibility that things can be different, that you can have a more enjoyable work-life balance, and that your work life, the time you spend working, can be more fulfilling, confident, and joyful. And your personal home life can also be filled with quality relationships. I want to just thank you today for joining me for the Mindset for Life podcast to talk about working from home with confidence, fulfillment, and joy. I wish you all the best this coming week in doing so. And if now's the time for you to start thinking about working with a coach, please stop by drbcoach.com. And feel free to click on the About page and share your details with me, and I'd love to get in touch. I wish you all the best. Have a great week.
This has been a podcast called Mindset for Life by Bethany at drbcoach.com. To find me on the web, you can visit my blog or my website at www.drbcoach.com. That's drbcoach.com.